finally, as Hallmark certainly would like us all to know, love is in the air this weekend. But if you find yourself in front of the New York Public Library in Midtown Manhattan, you could have your most intimate thoughts expressed in words a lot more personal than any greeting card verse. Madrid artist Hanna Leo de Blas thought up the Love Letters Project, which puts together people off the street with professional writers who help them write a love letter to whomever they want for free. The process is anonymous but incredibly intimate, and it usually requires a bit of explanation.
Something about us being strangers seems to make people feel that they can speak freely with us.
The way we do this is I write the love letter for you. Okay. We usually just sort of talk about the person. You can tell me what it is you're trying to tell them. And I'm going to write while you talk, but then when you're done, I'm going to finish for a couple minutes moving things around, making it more letter-like. So do you know who you'd like to write a letter to?
Sure.
Okay, so you want to give me their name?
Melinda.
It usually gets easier after a minute.
She's my girlfriend, yeah.
He's my ex-husband.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, my husband.
Is there someone who you think you'd like to write to?
Yeah, maybe there's one guy I would like to say something, but I just met him a few days before, so...
I have someone who I've been writing to for the last couple weeks, but I haven't sent any of them. It's just that we talk so much. It ends up after I write them, it seems meaningless to send it.
She annoys me a lot.
So, yeah. She annoy you here today?
She hasn't annoyed me yet today, but it's still early. But maybe that's what I like about her, too.
And we have been 1 year separated, but since that year, we have always seen each other. We have always counted on each other as friends. But, of course, there's emotions involved.
So if you want to write to her, what would be the main thing you want to tell her?
I guess it's been so long that I've known you, and you know, it's brought me so much joy and certainly the most sorrow of anything.
I don't know him very well, but I feel very good with him. We just meet twice, one very short. When I meet him first time, we was in a bar and things, and the second time we meet for 1 hour, and now is the third time, so... And he also has a girlfriend. So I have a boyfriend as well. We just have 1 month and also combined with other relationships, so it's very strange. And you know, like, your husband's become part of your family. Your husband is not really your lover, it's more than that. But it's kind of sometimes unhealthy to continue in this kind of the relation somehow. And of course it hurts sometimes.
Anything you want to especially tell her?
Can it be something about today?
It can be anything.
I'm probably not going to go with you to Jen's thing later.
I think now maybe it's time for the final detachment, that it will be the divorce. So now you have the love letter. I was planning to start a new life with my boyfriend in a new place and in a new house, you know. So it's very, you know, it's very strange, the situation, you know, because I will have to leave everything for him, and probably he has to leave everything for me if he wants, because I don't know if he wants, I mean.
Last night, you know, we were talking about just almost how ridiculous it is, in a way, to be talking like this, because we're only 20, you know, and it's like, you know, just like relax, just like cool out. And I agree, like, that we should. But I guess just all these years that have gone by, it's hard whenever something starts to be so good to think about letting it go, even for a little while.
No, you know.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's not beautiful. It's sad.
You said it really beautifully. Yeah.
Because it's my husband. And I love him.
You know, I can't see his eyes in my eyes sometimes, you know. His face reflected in my face. Do you know what I mean?
Melinda, you're sweet, caring, and generally kind. I like you for being short because I don't like tall women. You have nice hair, olive skin, and a whiny, high-pitched voice. You haven't annoyed me today, but it's early yet.
You are more than a friend or a lover. You're really a family member. And that's a bond that is a hard to break. But I feel it's unhealthy to depend on each other. Maybe we're both...
You are reading this much letter after I have left for Spain, because I want to feel free to tell you how I feel.
Often this love is an indescribable thing that I physically feel. A strange weight in my gut that when I see you gets heavier. But I can't say what it is because it's...
Heavy. I think that I am in love with you. Love that.
We love each other, but we don't know how to be together. Love?
Love, Christopher.
I love you, Dana, and want you to have everything you ever dreamed. Scotty.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Pretty accurate.
I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love.
iHeart, Studio 360's Abe Carrillo, who produced our piece about the Love Letter Project.